You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Leases for other data center projects have been canceled, but a several billion-dollar plan for southeastern Wisconsin remains on track. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Microsoft officials say their commitment to Racine County remains unchanged. It comes after Microsoft canceled other data center leases in other parts of the country. The company owns about 2,000 acres in Mount Pleasant, and in a statement, they're reaffirming their commitment to the original $3.3 billion data center investment. Some construction was paused in December as a new design was worked out. The tech giant also has plans to build a data center in Kenosha.
Things change this weekend, like the time. Brittany Merlot explains.
It's about time to spring ahead. Yep, it's the shortest weekend of the year, with us losing an hour of sleep Saturday night. At 2 a.m., clocks will roll ahead to 3 a.m. Phones will automatically do this for us, but those traditional clocks on the wall, you'll need to adjust them. So it's also a good time to change out the batteries on smoke and carbon monoxide detectors, too. And this sudden shift in time may make us sleepy and affect our moods a little. So try to start adjusting your sleep schedule now.
There's a meeting in Stevens Point next week to discuss the idea of hiring a city administrator. Those in favor of the idea believe the position will be key to streamlining facilities and operations as they move into a new city hall. The position of mayor will focus more on advocating for and celebrating the city in the public eye, while the city administrator can focus on maximizing administrative effectiveness alongside department directors. The Personnel Committee will meet on Monday, March 10th at 6:40 to discuss and possibly take action on the referral. If it passes, the addition of a hired staff position of city administrator will move forward to the full council. Tariffs and trade disputes can affect us in many ways here in Wisconsin. Brittany Merlot tells us more.
First off, several steel shipments arrive at the Port of Milwaukee, which are destined for Wisconsin businesses. The new steel tariff will increase costs on these businesses by 25%. We are also a significant exporter of soybeans. Retaliatory tariffs on the U.S. exports could negatively affect our soybean farmers. And the state still exports over $10 billion in manufactured goods. These producers are doubly hit as they will face the steel tariffs as well as the retaliatory export tariffs. The Libertarian Party of Wisconsin believes that free trade is fair trade and that trade wars only hurt consumers.
If you work with cows or poultry, the Wood County Health Department is reminding folks to stay healthy from bird flu. The H5N1 bird flu viruses have been spreading among dairy cows in the U.S. The virus has been found in poultry flocks, wild birds, and some mammals, including cats. Human infections so far have been sporadic and can range from mild to severe. Signs and symptoms vary and can include red and irritated eyes, fever or cough, or lung infections such as pneumonia. When you go to the doctor with any of these symptoms, be sure to tell them if you work with cows or poultry or have had contact with sick or dead animals. Girl Scout cookies are available starting this weekend in Wisconsin Rapids. Girl Scouts of the Northwestern Great Lakes will be selling outside of Walmart. While the cookie lineup will feature many of your favorites, including Thin Mints, Caramel Delights, and Peanut Butter Patties, if you're a fan of the Toast Yay cookies, enjoy them this year. At the close of the 2025 cookie season, the Toast Yay flavor will be retired. Check with your local council or use the Girl Scout Cookie Finder to locate a booth. You can also enter your zip code there to purchase cookies to be shipped directly to your home. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
A busy weekend in college basketball. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Big game tomorrow for Marquette. The Golden Eagles host number 6-ranked St. John's at Fiserv Forum. It's senior day for Marquette. Tip-off time at Fiserv Forum, 11 a.m. In Madison, the Badgers will host Penn State at noon tomorrow at the Kohl Center. The Milwaukee Panthers season came to an end last night at the Clatchy Center after losing to Oakland, 72-64. Milwaukee just 3-for-12 at the foul line. In women's hockey, the number one ranked Badgers women's team are in Minnesota today to take on the Bulldogs in Duluth. It's the first round of the WCHA Final Faceoff Tournament. NFL, Mason Crosby officially retiring today after 16 years as the team's kicker.
I was drafted by the Packers. I got to win a Super Bowl in Green Bay, in Titletown. Like, one of the coolest things that has ever happened in my life is to be able to wear that Super Bowl ring, and nobody can ever take that away from us.
That's the Packers' Mason Crosby with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Keanu Reeves says John Wick 5 might not happen. The actor spoke to Extra and said that John Wick 4 didn't leave much room for a John Wick 5, which is an understatement because John Wick died in Chapter 4. Reeves said the role is very physically and mentally demanding, but also said, never say never. Translation, I want a lot of money to do John Wick 5. Ione Skye, who starred opposite John Cusack in 1989's Say Anything, has a new memoir out called Say Everything. In the book, Skye says she and Cusack had sex, but not while filming the movie. Skye says it was years later that they reconnected and wanted to see if on-screen chemistry could be found off-screen, adding it was something she needed to get out of her system. Skye wanted to clarify that the hookup with Cusack happened after she divorced Beastie Boy Adam Horowitz. Skye also said in the book that it was when she was married to Horowitz that she discovered she likes women. That'll pump a guy full of confidence. Peaky Blinders fans who were looking for closure from the upcoming Peaky Blinders movie will not get it. Franchise creator Stephen Knight says Peaky Blinders will continue after the movie has been released, but was not specific as to whether it would be TV or film. In the upcoming movie, the Peaky Blinders gang does battle with Nazis. Netflix has not yet given a release date for the Peaky Blinders movie. Typically, when someone writes a movie, they are looking for creative and ideally financial gain. Rarely does citizenship come into play as a reward, but it did for Jesse Eisenberg, the writer of the movie A Real Pain. The Polish government granted Jesse citizenship for writing the film set in Poland, for which he was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Screenplay. Nice to have a place to weekend. The TV FBI is being canceled. The real-life FBI? Well, that remains to be seen. But for creator Dick Wolf's FBI franchise, the news is not good. FBI Most Wanted and FBI International have both been kiboshed by CBS. Both shows are spinoffs of Wolf's FBI and often won their time slots, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense, so my only guess is that Dylan McDermott's acting is so cringe in FBI Most Wanted that they canceled both shows. Sticking with the world of espionage, despite what was supposed to be a highly anticipated second season, Netflix has announced it is canceling The Recruit after just two seasons. Variety reports the show drew just 5.9 million viewers in the first 4 days of the season two release. The news was confirmed when actor Colton Dunn, who plays operative Lester Kitchens, spilled the beans on social media, then also asked for work. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to the upper 30s for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, 18. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 44. And then we're going to warm it up Sunday, sunny, low 50s. By Monday, sunshine with a high close to 60. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.